Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Grateful and truly blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward in the Word of God. And as always, it is a great word this morning. We will be coming in this Old Testament Friday from the book of Jeremiah. The word that God gave me was, "Then you will call upon me. Go and pray to me, and I will listen to you." Woo! Hallelujah. Call upon God and he will hear us. That is a word by itself. Call upon me. We got to call on God. So many times we want to do it ourselves. I know I've been guilty of it. I can do it myself. Always do it ourselves. We got to depend on the Lord. And so we're going to get started this morning in our word. Want to say thank you to all of you for listening in this morning. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, we come to you humbly of heart, asking you, Lord, to give us and guide us in the way that we should go. Give us direction, God. Give us direction to walk in righteousness. Give us direction to walk in hope in the future, God. But you are in charge of everything. And Lord, all I can say is thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for the joy that is all you got in the midst. Peace in the midst of all things, God, for it is nothing and no one like you, God. So, Father God, as I lift up this day, lifting up the name of Jesus, thanking you for your grace and your mercy toward me and my family, God, for your grace and mercy, I ask you, though, watch over my oldest son who is having some car trouble this morning. Asking you, Lord God, to let everything work out well for him. In the name of Christ Jesus, I thank you. I praise you. I lift you up, God. I honor giving you praise. In Jesus' name, Lord, let this word touch hearts, minds, and spirits. But, Lord God, I ask you to increase as I decrease. But you are my strength, Lord God. You are the strength that woke me up this morning. You are the hope. To you are my everything. And all I can say is, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Giving honor to the Most High God, who is the source of my strength and the strength of my life. I say thank you, Lord. The other day, he didn't have to give it to me, and he didn't have to give it to you, but he did. So we say thank you. And the word from today, we're going to be coming out of Jeremiah chapter 25 through chapter 29. And our scripture for today, as far as our title, is coming out of Jeremiah chapter 29, and it's verse number 13. You will seek me and find me when you search for me. I'm sorry, I gave you the wrong title. That was what I thought it was going to be, and God gave us something different. Then you will call upon me, go and pray to me. And I will listen to you is our title this morning. And it is coming out of chapter 29. And it is still verse 13. And it says in our word, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me in all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord. But actually it's verse 12. And it says, then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And that is our word for this morning, and let's get into it. And the word of God coming out of Jeremiah chapter 25 says, the word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judah. In the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, which was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. And remember, under the reign of Hezekiah, the Babylonians came to visit to give their, we're grateful and thankful that you're doing better, and we hope you continue getting well kind of thing, when they actually came to spy. And he showed them everything. And all he asked for, he got his extra 15 years, and after that, he really didn't care. It took the Babylonians time to get their stuff together, you know, because they took the Assyrians' place. And then the next thing you know, when they had their stuff together, here they came. Here they came. And they came to kill, steal, destroy, and to take in captivity. Now, Jeremiah had been preaching and teaching and telling them a whole bunch of years, you guys, we're going into captivity. And, you know, he got slapped by the priest, you know, for sure. He got, you know, put in the prison, put in stocks. But everything that he said is going to come to fruition. So let's go back into our word. And that was just an overview. And it says, was Jeremiah the prophet spoke to all the people of Judah and to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, from the 13th year of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, even to this day, this is the 23rd year in which the word of the Lord to me, and I have spoken to you, rising early and speaking, but you have not listened. And the Lord has sent to you all his servants, the prophets, rising early, sending them, but you have not listened, nor inclined your ear to hear. They said, repent now, everyone, of his evil ways and his evil doings, and dwell in the land that the Lord has given to you and your fathers forever and ever. Do not go after other gods to serve them and worship them, and do not provoke me to anger of your hand, and I will not harm you. Yet you have not listened to me, because, says the Lord, that you might provoke me to anger with the works of your hands to your own hurt. He's like, why y'all trying to play with me? He says, therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, because you have not heard my words, behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, says the Lord, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them against this land, against its inhabitants, and against those nations all around, and will utterly destroy them and make them an astonishment, a hissing, and a perpetual desolation. Moreover, I will take from them the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. The Lord does not play. Folks playing with God don't understand that he is absolute. And it goes on to tell us, moreover, I will take from them the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the sound of the millstones and the light of the lamp. This whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. He gave them a date, 70 years. Now understand, the prophet liars are going to tell them that Jeremiah is the one lying. But guess what? 70 years. It says, then it will come to pass when 70 years are completed that I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, the land of the Chaldeans, for their iniquity, says the Lord, and I will make it a perpetual desolation. So I will bring on that land all the words which I have pronounced against it, all that is written in this book, which Jeremiah has prophesied concerning all the nations. For many nations and great kings shall be served by them, them also, and I will repay them according to their deeds and according to the works of their own hands. But thus says the Lord, God of Israel, to me, take this wine cup of fury from my hand and cause all the nations to whom I send you to drink it, and they will drink and stagger and go mad because of the sword that I will send among them. Then I took the cup from the Lord's hand and made all the nations drink to whom the Lord had sent me, Jerusalem and the cities of Judah, its kings and its princes, to make them a desolation, an astonishment, a hissing and a curse, as it is this day. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, his servants, his princes, and all his people, all the mixed multitude, all the kings of the land of Uz, all the kings of the land of the Philistines, namely Ashkelon, Gaza, the remnant of Ashdod, Bono, Gaza right now, having all kind of issues. Edom, Moab, and the people of Ammon, all the kings of Tyre, all the kings of Sidon, all the kings of the coastlands which are across the sea, Dedan, Tema, Buzz, and all who are in the farthest corners, all the kings of Arabia, all the kings of the mixed multitude who dwell in the desert, all the kings of Zimri, all the kings of Elam, and all the kings of the Medes, all the kings of the north, far and near, one with another, all the kingdoms of the world which are on the face of the earth, also the king of Sheshet shall drink after them. Therefore you shall say to them, thus says the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, drink, be drunk, and vomit, fall and rise. Fall and rise. The Lord is not playing. He's telling us all right now that kingdoms will fall and kingdoms will rise. He says, for behold, I began to bring calamity on the city which is called by my name. Wow. And should you be utterly unpunished, you shall not be unpunished, for I will call for a sword on all the inhabitants of the earth, says the Lord of hosts. Did he say something that all inhabitants on the earth? Time is changing. And he says, therefore prophesy against them all these words and say to them, the Lord will roar from on high and utter his voice from the holy habitation. He will roar mightily against his foes. He will give a shout as those who tread the grapes against all the inhabitants of the earth. A noise will come to the ends of the earth, for the Lord has a controversy with the nations. He will plead his case with all flesh. He will give those who are wicked to the sword, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, disaster shall go forth from nation to nation, and a great whirlwind will be raised up. From the farthest parts of the other Lord shall be from one end of the earth even to the other end of the earth. They shall not be lamented, or gathered, or buried, shall become refuge on the ground. Well, shepherds, and cry, roll about in the ashes, leaders of the flock, for the days of your slaughter and your dispersion are fulfilled. You shall fall like a precious vessel, and the shepherds will have no way to flee, nor the leaders of the flock to escape. A voice of the cry of the shepherds and the wailing of the leaders to the flock will be heard, for the Lord has plundered their pasture, and the peaceful dwellings are cut down because of the fierce anger of the Lord. He has left his lair like the lion, but their land is desolate because of the fierceness of the oppressor and because of his fierce anger. been a life lesson from Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 11. This whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years before enemy troops ever set foot in Jerusalem. Jeremiah predicted that the Babylonian captivity would last 70 years, and that is exactly how long it lasted. No less, no more. You can always trust God's word. What God says he will do, he will do. And I say this, you can take that to the bank. God's word is always true. And we got to trust in the Lord. And it goes on to say in chapter 26, in the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, the word came from the Lord saying, thus says the Lord, stand in the court of the Lord's house and speak to all the cities of Judah which come to worship in the Lord's house. That I command you to speak them, do not diminish a word. Perhaps someone will listen and turn from his evil ways, that I may relent concerning the calamity which I propose to bring on them because of the evil of their doing. And you shall say to them, thus says the Lord, if you will not listen to me to walk in my law which I have set before you, to heed the words of my servants the prophets, whom I sent to you, both rising up early and sending them, but you have not heeded, then I will make this house like Shiloh, and will make this city a curse to all the nations of the earth. So the priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speak these words in the house of the Lord. Now it happened when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking all that the Lord had commanded him to speak to all the people, that the priests and the prophets and all the people seized him, saying, you will surely die. Why have you prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying, this house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate without an inhabitant? And all the people were gathered against Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. Then the princes of Judah heard these things. They came up from the king's house to the house of the Lord and sat down in the entry of the new gate of the Lord's house. And the priests and the prophets spoke to the princes and all the people, saying, this man deserves to die, but he has prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your ears. Then Jeremiah spoke to all the princes and all the people, saying, the Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and against this city with all the words that you have heard. Now therefore, amend your ways and your doings and obey the voice of the Lord your God. Then the Lord will relent concerning the doom that he has pronounced against you. As for me, here I am in your hand. Do with me as seems good and proper to you. But know for certain that if you put me to death, you will surely bring innocent blood on your hand, on this city, and on its inhabitants. For truly the Lord has sent me to you to speak to you all these words as in your hearing. So the princes and all the people said to the priests and the prophets, this man does not deserve to die, but he has spoken to us in the name of the Lord our God. Then certain of the elders of the land rose up and spoke to all the assembly of the people, saying, Micah of Meresheth prophesied in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and spoke to all the people of Judah, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, Zion shall be plowed like a field, Jerusalem shall become a heap of ruins, and the mountains of the temple like the barren hills of the forest. Did Hezekiah, king of Judah, and all of Judah ever put him to death? Did he not fear the Lord and seek the Lord's favor? And the Lord relented concerning the doom which he had pronounced against him. But we are doing great evil against ourselves. Now there was also a man who prophesied in the name of the Lord, Urijah, the son of Shemaiah, of Karjath-Jareem, who prophesied against this city and against this court to all the words of Jeremiah. And when Jehoiakim the king, which all his mighty men and all the princes heard his words, the king sought to put him to death. But when Urijah heard it, he was afraid and fled and went to Egypt. Then Jehoiakim the king sent men to Egypt, Elnathan the son of Akbar, and other men who went with him to Egypt. And they brought Urijah from Egypt and brought him to Jehoiakim, the king, who killed him with the sword and cast his dead body into the graves of the common people. Nevertheless, the hand of Eliakim, the son of Shaphan, was with Jeremiah, so that they should not give him into the hand of the people to put him to death. Again, messing with the prophets of God. And it says this in our life lesson for chapter 26 of the Lord's house, and speak all the words that I command you to speak. Jeremiah knew that partial obedience is blatant rebellion. He may have feared to speak every word that God told him to proclaim, but he did it. Only through the Spirit can we obey like this. We got to have a spiritual connection with God to obey his word. And God will give us mountains of things that we got to do to get ourselves back in order. We got to get in order, because it is so hard once you get out of order and you let a little go and then you let a little bit more go until you have a heap and a mountain. And it says in Jeremiah 26 and 24, the hand of Akim, the son of Shaphan, was with Jeremiah at strategic points along his difficult ministry. God provided Jeremiah with both encouragement and friends to help him complete his mission. God does the same for us to help us succeed in our own divinely appointed task. We've got to trust God. It's so easy to go and do our own thing, but not do what thus says the Lord. We got to do what thus says the Lord. Hallelujah. Trust God today. Believe that he can and he will take care of you. Believe that he can and he will guide and lead you. And it says this in Jeremiah 27:28-17. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, this word came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, thus says the Lord to me, make for yourselves bonds and yokes and put them on your neck, and send them to the king of Edom, the king of Moab, and the king of the Ammonites, the king of Tyre, and the king of Sidon, by the hand of messengers who come to Jerusalem, to Zedekiah, king of Judah, and command them to say to their masters, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, thus you shall say to your masters, I have made the earth, the man, and the beasts that are on the ground by my great power and by my outstretched arm, and have given it to whom it seemed proper to me. And now I have given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and the beast of the field. I have also given him to serve him. So all nations shall serve him and his son's son until the time of his land comes. And then many nations and great kings shall make him serve them. And it shall be that the nation and kingdom which will not serve Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and which will not put its neck under the yoke, the king of Babylon, that nation I will punish, says the Lord, with the sword, the famine, and the pestilence, until I have consumed them by his hand. Therefore, I do not listen to your prophets, your diviners, your dreamers, your soothsayers, your sorcerers. You shall not serve the king of Babylon, for they prophesy a lie to you to remove you far from your land. And I will drive you out and you will perish. But the nations that bring their necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him, I will let them remain in their own land, says the Lord, and they shall till it and dwell in it. I also spoke to Zedekiah, king of Judah, according to all these words, saying, bring your necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him and his people and live. Why will you die, you and your people, by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, as the Lord has spoken against the nation that will not serve the king of Babylon? Therefore, do not listen to the words of the prophets who speak to you, saying, you shall not serve the king of Babylon. But they prophesy a lie to you, for I have not sent them, says the Lord. Yet they prophesy a lie in my name, that I may drive you out, and that you may perish, you and the prophets out of you. Also I spoke to the priests and to all these people, saying, thus says the Lord, do not listen to the words of your prophets who prophesy to you, saying, behold, the vessel of the Lord's house will not shortly be brought back from Babylon, but they prophesy a lie to you. So in the time of Jeremiah, they have proper lying going on there too. You know, proper liars are proper liars, and they proper lie because people listen to their foolishness. People listen to the lies they tell. The word of God says, do not listen to them. Serve the king of Babylon and live. Why should this city be laid waste? But if they are prophets, and if the word of the Lord is with them, let them now make intercession to the Lord of hosts, that the vessels which are left in the house of the Lord, in the house of the king of Judah, and at Jerusalem do not go to Babylon. For thus says the Lord of hosts, concerning the pillars, concerning the sea, concerning the carts, and concerning the remainder of the vessels that remain in this city, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, did not take when he carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, from Jerusalem to Babylon, and all the nobles of Judah and Jerusalem. Yes, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, concerning the vessels that remain in the house of the Lord and in the house of the king of Judah and of Jerusalem. They shall be carried to Babylon, and there they shall be until the day that I visit them, says the Lord. Then I will bring them up and restore them to this place. And a word from chapter 27, a life lesson from Dr. Stanley. It says, they shall be carried to Babylon. The Lord, and that's Jeremiah 27:22. It says, the Lord never abandoned his people, nor did he leave them alone. But for most of their years of captivity, life would seem pretty dreary until God blessed them. We ought to wait for God until he moves in power. We got to wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm believing, Lord, for some miracles in my own life. I know that God can and God will guide and lead me in the way that I should go. Hallelujah. Give God honor, glory, and hallelujah praise. And as we continue, it says in chapter 28 of Jeremiah, and it happened in the same year at the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, the king of Judah, in the fourth year and in the fifth month, that Hananiah, the son of Azar, the prophet who was from Gibeon, spoke to me in the house of the Lord, in the presence of the priests and of all the people, saying, thus speaks the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within 2 full years I will bring back to this place all the vessels of the Lord's house that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place and carried to Babylon. And I will bring back to this place Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim. Proper line going on. King of Judah with all the captives of Judah who went to Babylon, says the Lord, for I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. Then the prophet Jeremiah spoke to the prophet Hananiah, present of the priests and in the presence of all the people who stood in the house of the Lord and The prophet Jeremiah said, amen. The Lord do so. The Lord perform your words which you have prophesied to bring back the vessels of the Lord's house and all who were carried away captive from Babylon to this place. Nevertheless, hear now this word that I speak in your hearing and in the hearing of all the people, the prophets who have been before me and before you of old prophesied against many countries and great kingdoms of war, disaster, and pestilence. As for the prophet who prophesies of peace, when the word of the prophet comes to pass, the prophet will be known as the one whom the Lord has duly sent. Then Hananiah, the prophet, took the yoke off the prophet Jeremiah's neck and broke it. And Hananiah spoke in the presence of all the people, saying, thus says the Lord, even so I will break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, from the neck of all nations within the space of 2 full years. And the prophet Jeremiah went his way. Now the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah after Hananiah, the prophet, had broken the yoke from the neck of the prophet Jeremiah, saying, go and tell Hananiah, saying, thus says the Lord, you have broken the yokes of wood, but you have made in their place yokes of iron. But thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have put a yoke of iron on the neck of all these nations, that they may serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and they shall serve him. I have given him the beasts of the field also. Then the prophet Jeremiah said to Hananiah the prophet, hear now, Hananiah, the Lord has not sent you, but you make this people trust in a lie. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I will cast you from the face of the earth. This year you shall die, because you have taught rebellion against the Lord. So Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the 7th month. God, don't play. Don't be prophesying in the name of God. Don't be out there saying, well, God said this and God said that. No, if God ain't told you to do it, don't tell that lie. You will suffer the consequences. Jeremiah 28:16-17, this year you shall die because you have taught rebellion against the Lord. How did Hananiah teach rebellion against the Lord? He did it through a message of false peace. We never earn God's favor by convincing anyone that sin is anything other than sin. Sin is sin, and you can't prophesy anybody out of it. You know, we got to do what thus says the Lord, not play with God. We can't. That's me, that's you, that's all of us. We can't play with God. We go forth in the word of God. It says in Jeremiah chapter 29. Now listen, now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem to the remainder of the elders who were carried away captive, to the priests, the prophets, and all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. This happened after Shekinah, the king, the queen mother, and the eunuchs, the princes of Judah and Jerusalem, the craftsmen and the smiths, had departed from Jerusalem. The letter was sent by the hand of Elasai, son of Shaphat, Mariah, the son of Elkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, to Babylon, to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, God of Israel, to all who were carried away captive, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon, build houses, dwell in them, plant gardens, and eat their fruit. Take wives and beget sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters to husbands, so that they may bear sons and daughters, that you may be increased there and not diminished. And seek the peace of the city where I have cause you to be carried away captive, and pray to the Lord for it. For in its peace you will have peace. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, do not let your prophets and your diviners who are in your midst deceive you, nor listen to your dreams which you cause to be dreamed, for they prophesy falsely to you in my name. I have not sent them, says the Lord. God is giving them a heads up. You're going to have folks coming to you, lying, telling you not to plant, telling you not to do what I say do. But I'm sending you this letter through the prophet Jeremiah to tell you to live life to the full for 70 years. And let's see what the word of God says. But thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you and cause you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Hear my word. Stand on. God is speaking these words to us today. God wants us to have hope. He says, then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. That's our title for today. Oh, I got to read it again. Then you will call upon me. Lord God, we call upon you today for peace in the land, for hope, God, children, God. You will keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, that you want to protect every child, that not one more six-year-old will be murdered by racists, that will be killed by someone who's full of hate. Trust that God is in love for you, God. We are lifting up today our children, God. We're lifting up today the widows and the orphans, God. We're lifting up today our church leaders. We're lifting up today the masses that need you, God. We are lifting up today that Rhema words will go out over pulpits on this, on Sabbath tomorrow, as well as on Sunday, God. We're asking you to guide and lead us back to the way it should be. In Jesus' name we pray. We got to pray. And then he tells us, will call upon me and go and pray to me. I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I'll be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you to the place from which I cause you to be carried away captive. Because you have said the Lord has raised up prophets for us in Babylon. Therefore thus says the Lord concerning the king who sits on the throne of David, concerning all the people who dwell in the city, and concerning your brothers, you have not gone out with you into captivity. Thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I will send on them the sword of the famine, will make them like rotten figs that cannot be eaten. They are so bad, and I will pursue them with the sword, with famine, and with pestilence, and I will deliver them to trouble among all the kingdoms of the earth, to be a curse and astonishment, a hissing and a reproach among all the nations where I have driven them, because they have not heeded my word, says the Lord, which I sent to them by my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them. Neither would you hear the word of the Lord, all you of the captivity, whom I have sent from Jerusalem to Babylon. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, concerning Ahab, son of Kolaya, and Zedekiah, the son of Messiah, who prophesy a lot of you in my name. Behold, I will deliver them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall slay them before your eyes. And because of them, a curse shall be taken up by all the captivity of Judah who are in Babylon, saying, the Lord made you like Zedekiah and Ahab, whom the king of Babylon roasted in the fire, because they have done disgraceful things in Israel, have committed adultery with their neighbors' wives, and have spoken lying words in my name, which I have not commanded them. Indeed, I know and am a witness, says the Lord. Don't lie in God's name. I'm going to tell you the consequences will be harsh. We don't tell stuff. Well, God said, no, God ain't told you that. God ain't said it. Don't say he did. You shall also speak to Shemaiah and the Nehalamite, saying, thus speaks the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, you have sent letters in your name to all the people who are in Jerusalem, to Zephaniah, the son of Messiah, the priest, and to all the priests, saying, the Lord has made you priest instead of Jehoiada, the priest, so that there should be officers in the house of the Lord over every man who is demented and considers himself a prophet, that you should put him in prison and in the stocks. It talks about Jeremiah. It says, now, therefore, why have you not rebuked Jeremiah of Ammon, who makes himself a prophet to you? For he has sent to us in Babylon, saying, this captivity is long. Build houses, dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat their fruit. Jeremiah was telling you the truth, because 70 years is what it was, just like God told him. And it says, now Zephaniah the priest read this letter in the hearing of Jeremiah the prophet. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, send to all those in captivity, saying, thus says the Lord concerning Shemaiah the Nehalamite, because Shemaiah has prophesied to you, and I have not sent him, and he has caused you to trust in a lie. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I will punish Shemaiah the Nehalamite and his family. He shall not have anyone to dwell among this people, nor shall he, I will do. But my people, says the Lord, because he has taught rebellion against the Lord. Rebellion. Just lying. You know, and then going to try to get Jeremiah in trouble, who is the one telling the truth. He going to try to get him in trouble and trying to get him killed, because Jeremiah is the only one telling what thus says the Lord. And God said, okay, y'all keep Papa lying. I'm going to kill you both. All of y'all going to die. Play with my servant, the prophet I've called. Jeremiah was called by God. 29, we got some life lessons. And, you know, this word is so rich. It is so rich. You know, I just love it when the word of God, it just comes to life. And it says this, seek the peace of the city where I have caused you to be carried away captive. Jeremiah 29:7. God caused his rebellious people to be carried away by force to wicked Babylon. And yet he instructed them to pray for the peace of the pagan city. Even in Babylon, he wanted to bless his people. God blesses his people. We don't understand how he does it, why he does it, but he does it. You know, God blesses you. In your mess, you're like, Lord, I know I don't deserve your favor, but he gives it to you anyway. Unmerited favor God gives to us anyway. What a mighty God we serve. And as we go to Jeremiah 29:13, you will seek me and find me when you search for me and with all your heart. Do you really want to know God's will for your life? Do you really want to learn his plans for you? God promises to reveal his will to everyone who will obey whatever he tells them to do. It's not easy, but we got to follow God. And it says, how can I deal with discouragement? You know, we've all been there. We've all had our time. I know I have gone through. You know, I've had my moments, and I'm just being honest. I had a moment last night with Sister Carolyn because I just started thinking about so many different things that it just overwhelmed. And, you know, I need your prayers too. As I pray for you, you pray for me. You know, I am trying my best to work through and ask God to give me strength. On Monday is the anniversary date of my husband's death. And it's been this whole, you know, you just get a dreary feeling. That's what I've had. And I'm like, Lord, please don't let the spirit come over me of doldrum. So I work all day on Monday. You know, I took a shift to work because I need to stay busy. And I'm going to Bible study Monday night. I'm going to stay busy the whole entire day because I need it. I am not. I will go into that place. And I already feel it trying to come, and the devil is alive. I will not go into depression this year. I will not go into that darkness. I will walk in light. For I know that my daddy God is in charge of my life. And I know that I serve him. And I am going to stay in my square. I'm staying in my lighted path. I'm not walking into the darkness of grief. Not this year. I told God, Lord, please give me strength. I can have that hope and that laughter and remember the good times. Hallelujah. And that's what I'm going to do. I cannot allow the enemy to win anymore. I'm still cleaning up the mess from the last time of his attack. But I know that I am protected by the hand of heaven. I trust God. And it says, how can I deal with discouragement? Do you ever feel tempted to give up? Like Dr. Stanley was talking to me on this word today. Perhaps right now you feel overlooked, forgotten, mistreated, and you want to quit. Satan's goal is to get you to do just that. Throw in the towel and call it quits. Discouragement is his favorite weapon. But remember this, while disappointments are inevitable, discouragement is a choice. Once you yield to the devil's debilitating whispers of doubt and fear, we quickly find ourselves trapped in a web of self-pity. Soon afterwards, we try to justify our feelings of anger, envy, and jealousy. Encouragement rarely comes to those looking for ways to justify themselves. During a very troubling time in Israel's history, God directed Jeremiah to speak words of hope and encouragement to the disheartened exiles in Babylon. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. I trust God in those words. I believe in God that he has my future in his hands, that he has the hope that I have. I just thank God for another day. If we are ever going to reach our full potential, we must understand a very important truth. Thank you, Dr. Stanley. God is for us, not against us. In Babylon, Israel sorted out her faith, rediscovered her deep need for the Lord. God often uses trials to position us for greater blessings. Even in times of great disappointment, he is our best in mind. He knows how we want to use the disappointment of hardship for our benefit. And he desires that we see him in our only source of salvation, as our only source of salvation and blessing. When you feel tempted to yield to discouragement, go to God in prayer. Come on now. Prayer changes all kind of things. Tell him all you are feeling, the unkind ways you have been treated, that you do not see fair, that you not see fair to you. God is an objective view of the situation. He sees the future and knows the direction your life will take. He also wants you to totally depend on him and not rely on the compliments of others. While disappointments will come, you live in a fallen world. After all, you can live above it by focusing your heart on Jesus Christ. If you are in an emotionally or physically difficult spot right now, refuse to become discouraged. Ask the Lord to reveal his will and plan for your life. Commit yourself fully to him and pray to obey no matter what it costs. If you, if you take this approach, then God will provide for you in ways that far exceeds human understanding. We got to quit putting God in a box. We want to put him in a box to say, well, God, if you do this, and God, no, we want to give God little. God can, is great. God, your will. God, whatever you want to give me, I will take it. I will accept it. God, whatever you want to do, your will be done. And the word of God in chapter 30 of our word this morning, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, thus speaks the Lord God of Israel, saying, write in a book for yourself all the words that I have spoken to you. For behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will bring back from captivity my people Israel and Judah, says the Lord, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. Now these are the words that the Lord spoke concerning Israel and Judah. For thus says the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear and not of peace. Ask now and see whether a man is ever in labor with child. So why do I see every man with his hands on his loins, like a woman in labor, and all faces turn pale? Alas, for the day is great, so that none is like it. And it is a time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. It shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from your neck and will burst your bonds. Foreigners shall no more enslave them, but they shall serve the Lord their God and David their king, whom I will raise up from them, for them. Therefore, do not fear, O my servants, Jacob, says the Lord, nor be dismayed, O Israel, for behold, I will save you from afar, and your seed from the land of their captivity. Jacob shall return, have rest, and be quiet, and no one shall make him afraid. For I am with you, says the Lord, to save you. Though I make end of all nations where I have scattered you, yet I will not make a complete end of you, but I will correct you in justice, and will not let you go altogether unpunished. For thus says the Lord, your affliction is incurable. Your wound is severe. There is no one to plead your cause, that you may be bound up. You have no healing medicine. All your lovers have forgotten you. They do not seek you. For I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one. For the multitude of your iniquities, because your sins have increased, why do you cry after about your afflictions? Your sorrow is incurable because of the multitude of your iniquities, because your sins have increased. I have done these things to you. Therefore, all those who devour you shall be devoured, and all your adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. Those who plunder you shall become plunder, and all who prey upon you I will make a prey. But I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord, because they called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion. No one seeks her. Thus says the Lord. Behold, I will bring back the captivity of Jacob's sins and have mercy on his dwelling places. The city shall be built upon its own mound, and the palace shall remain according to its own plan. Then out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of those who make merry. I will multiply them, and they shall not diminish. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Their children also shall be as before, and their congregation shall be established before me. And I will punish all who oppress them. Their nobles shall be from among them, and their governor shall come from their midst. Then I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach me. For who is this who pledged his heart to approach me, says the Lord? You shall be my people, and I will be your God. Behold, the whirlwind of the Lord goes forth with fury, a continuing whirlwind. It will fall violently on the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord will not return until he has done it, until he has performed the intent of his heart. In this latter days, you will consider it. And that is the reading of our word today. We have one more life lesson. And it says in Jeremiah 30:11, I will correct you in justice and will not let you go altogether unpunished. Complete and total forgiveness of sin does not necessarily mean complete and total eradication of all consequences for sin. Jesus forgave the thief on the cross and gave him eternal life, but the thief still died. Luke 23:43. Hallelujah. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and readers of his word. Praise the Lord, everybody. We have a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, this morning. And the word from our sister this morning is this, before we get out of here today. And the word from our sister in Christ today is this. It's not knowing what the future holds, but knowing who holds your future. Have a faith-filled body. And all I can say is thank you, Sister Carolyn. Again, a word for today that fits right in our word that God has given us. One more time. Faith is not knowing what the future holds, but knowing who holds your future. Have a faith-filled Friday family, knowing that God's word is true, and that all he asks of you is, then you will call upon me, go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. God hears your prayer. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Pray to the Lord today. He will listen, and he does hear you. And may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours, family. Have a blessed and wonderful day. Have a great weekend. If you're not with us on Sunday, just remember, find a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church. And watch God work in your life. Have a blessed day. It is a wrap.